Some restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity, AFP. Great to have you with us. Stay with us because coming up, we're going to get to a couple of different issues of the day thing. Did you hear that in Portland, up in Portland, the riot squad of the Portland PD, mass resignation. Over 50 members of that team have bailed. And we'll talk about the reasons why and get some expert testimony from James Craig, the former chief of police of the Detroit PD. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Just a touch after 4:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now. And those lane restrictions on the Southern Beltway, they're still causing some congestion down there in the Henderson area. 215 westbound at Green Valley, 215 southbound at Robbindale. Give yourself an extra minute or so to get through there. Heavy volumes on the 15 as well, northbound at mile marker 9 in Jean, possibly the Californians coming. Also 15 south at Spring Mountain, you'll touch the brakes there. 15 north at Hacienda, same thing. We're also getting some slow flows as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl as well. That's 515 westbound at Charleston.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
Game 3 tonight between the Golden Knights and the Montreal Canadiens. The series even 1-1. Vegas will be looking for a stronger start to the game. They have had slow starts here against the Canadiens, while Montreal, one of their strengths throughout the entire postseason run, has been their ability to get going early. We'll see about Chandler Stephenson and whether or not he is going to play. The team has been quite coy when talking about his availability. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they knock off the New York Liberty yesterday, 103-76. Kelsey Plum, 18 points. Asia Wilson adds 17. Vegas won't play again until next Friday at Minnesota. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
So,
How can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. I found it interesting earlier today that the Republican leadership in the United States Senate came forward and said that there's no deal to be done on the Joe Manchin substitute to H.R. 1. The H.R. 1 would include, under Joe Manchin, things like, but not necessarily restricted to, the whole notion of voter ID. That, to me, solves the problem of problems. The problem is that the government, the federal government, has no role in local elections. And what they're trying to do with H.R. 1 is to essentially move its nose into local elections. And that's wrong. That is wrong. Jackie Kucinich, let's go to cut four if we can. This is Jackie Kucinich from CNN. Was on with John King this morning, and her reaction to the GOP essentially turning down Joe Manchin's alternative to H.R. 1. Here it is.
I think all of you surely know how all Republicans feel about this proposal. It's a solution in search of a problem. Debate among Democrats over a revised version, all Republicans, I think, will oppose that as well.
Panel is back with me. When does it become clear to Democrats, whether you're Joe Manchin in the middle or whether you're a progressive, or I think they already get it, that especially on voting rights, but on almost anything, McConnell's answer is no. Maybe on infrastructure, maybe. On anything else, no, because we're going into a midterm election year and we want to say Biden didn't get anything done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's clear, and it's been clear for several weeks. Mitch McConnell said something several weeks ago in Kentucky about how his object was 100% to stop President Biden's agenda, and that's been pretty clear, I think, to most Democrats. I think it was probably clear to Joe Manchin before he put out this proposal. I don't think he held out much hope that Mitch McConnell was going to sign on, but he had to kind of go through this exercise because he is very much opposed to the underlying, the big, broad bill. His proposal is actually quite broad in and of itself in terms of voting rights changes and other changes, but in order to get to the point where they're going to have a vote, and they are going to get there next week, they need to be in a place where they're unified. And Manchin was not in a place where he was going to be willing to vote with Democrats if he thought there was any chance of a bipartisan bill that he could support that was viable. And now we know that there isn't. And so that does accomplish something for the Democrats that allows them to go into the vote next week unified and presumably with 50 of them saying we want a voting rights overhaul and the rest of and the Republicans all saying no.
Now, there are other people, obviously, the other side of the coin from Mitch McConnell is Stacey Abrams. And Stacey Abrams was on, what, this morning with John Berman. And this is cut three. And she, if you don't know, she is the one that ran for governor unsuccessfully and was a major factor in winning the senatorial elections and the state of Georgia. She is now kind of the titular head of everything Georgia Democrats. This was Stacey Abrams this morning with John Berman. She supports Joe Manchin and the alternative to H.R. 1. Here it is.
Joe Manchin, people have been asking him exactly what could you support. He has now laid it out. Some of those proposals would be significant changes and requirements from state to state. Is that a compromise you could support?
Absolutely. What Senator Manchin is putting forward are some basic building blocks that we need to ensure that democracy is accessible no matter your geography. And those provisions that he is setting forth are strong ones that will create a level playing field, will create standards that do not vary from state to state, and I think will ensure that every American has improved access to the right to vote despite the onslaught of state legislation seeking to restrict access to the right to vote.
You could accept this compromise, what Joe Manchin laid out, even if voter ID was part of it.
That's one of the fallacies of Republican talking points that have been deeply disturbing. No one has ever objected to having to prove who you are to vote. It's been part of our nation's history since the inception of voting. What has been problematic is the type of restrictive ID that we've seen pop up. In South Dakota, where Native Americans were told that they had to provide IDs with addresses, the state refused to provide. We have states where students are not allowed to use their student IDs, but you can use your gun license. Our point is simply that the restrictions on the forms of ID should meet the needs of the people. And what he is proposing makes sense because it says what we've had in this country for so many decades, which is that people can prove their identity in various ways, but we should not narrow the playing field so much that we push voters out of participation simply because of restrictions that make no sense and do not increase security. I even write about voter ID in my book, Our Time Is Now. I support voter identification. I reject restrictive voter identification designed to keep people out of the process.
And look, I just want to you to say this once again, because I think it makes some news here. You're a leader in this. Joe Manchin is proposing an alternative. I'm sure you would like the For the People Act to pass in its entirety. But if this is the alternative that is presented, this is something you would urge Democrats in the Senate to get behind.
This is a first and important step to preserving our democracy. Unfortunately, we have been watching a slow motion onslaught where state after state, we are seeing anti-voter legislation that seeks to criminalize and intimidate election workers and voting laws that will subvert democracy by making certain that small coteries of people can overturn election results. Those should be untenable to any American. And if Joe Manchin and the U.S. senators who support this legislation are willing to come together on a compromise, then we will make progress. We will help to continue to ensure access to our democracy for as many Americans as possible. And that is always a native good.
That's Stacey Abrams earlier today with John Berman on CNN. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do today. We are sprinting to the finish line on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free.
Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000-mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More news of the day. You heard about the Portland Police Department, 50 members of their riot squad, a mass resignation. The city's not backing the blue, and so the blue is saying, we're out of here. And at least the riot squad, the instant action squad, is 50 men and women lighter. But I want you to hear from James Craig. He is a former chief of the Detroit PD, and his reaction to the violence in Portland and the Portland PD riot squad mass resignation. Here's James Craig earlier today.
We talked about this a few moments ago, an indictment against an officer apparently prompting all 50 members of the riot squad to resign from that team. Here to talk about it, former Detroit Police Chief James Craig. How you doing, Chief? Good morning to you. Well, what are they going to do in Portland, do you think?
You know, I got to tell you, Bill, not a surprise. In fact, I'm surprised it's taken this long. You know, failed leadership. And I don't even like to associate someone who sits in the seat of a mayor with leadership, but a seat of influence. And what we saw in Portland is an example of when you don't support the men and women who do that difficult job each and every day. Those police officers demoralized, they have no support, and the people that suffer are the people who live in the city, the people who have businesses in the city, and they just can't seem to get it right. So for me, not a surprise. A surprise it took this long.
Yeah, you know, Dana and I talk a lot about the qualified immunity, and a lot of these cities are getting rid of it. I mean, New York's one of them. That's another, like, shot to the gut of these police officers, right? When they know, you know, that they don't have backup, literally, in the legal sense.
There is no backup. And when you look at the attrition rate in New York right now, the fact that their council voted to strip qualified immunity away from those men and women who serve, that's a veiled effort to dismantle policing as we know it. So now they're moving away from talking about defunding, but they're still peddling this issue called in qualified immunity. I got to tell you something. Let's talk about Chicago and Mayor Lightfoot. You know, I like what Leo Terrell said the other day. This is not a gun problem. It's a criminal problem. And she needs to be held responsible, and she needs to be held accountable for her failures. It's sad what I see going on.
So what's happening in Chicago? Lori Lightfoot's asking the feds to come in and help with the illegal guns. You mentioned Leo Terrell. He said this yesterday about that issue in Chicago. Okay, so in a moment, we'll get it in a moment. He was debating Geraldo in our program. What he was arguing is that during the Trump administration, they said, yeah, we'll give you federal help. Here's Terrell. Watch.
We don't have too many guns. We got too many criminals. And Lori Lightfoot is playing political gamesmanship. Now she's begging for the federal government to help. The federal government wanted to help her last year. She said no. She is just an opportunist. Those are typical Democratic talking points.
Well, Chief, that's your point, right?
He said it best. He's absolutely right. This is political gamesmanship. You know, the progressives will sit up and talk about, you know, it's a gun problem, or let's have gun buybacks so we can show that we're getting guns off the street. It does not work because the rules do not apply to criminals. Criminals are the ones that get a hold of guns. It's not gun buybacks. It's not a gun problem. It's a failed criminal justice system. I'm not talking about the men and women of the Chicago Police Department, because I've had a chance to talk to many of them, and they feel demoralized. They're leaving. They don't feel the support.
And James Craig is right. And it's not just in Chicago, and it's not just in Portland. But this is around the country. This is a national perspective that we're talking about. By the way, coming up at the top of the hour, Sam Peters will join us, the owner of Peters Family Insurance. We'll talk about what's going on, news of the day. I'm hoping he'll have another pop quiz, an insurance pop quiz. Every time he comes on, he always brings, by the way, in case you were wondering, he's the owner of Peters Family Insurance and a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. I always love it when he brings the quiz, the pop quiz. And I'm like 0 for 2 or 0 for 3. I haven't figured out any of his questions. And then he gives the answer, and I go, oh, that's got to be what's it. That's got to be. And believe it or not, we'll get another pop quiz, I think. I hope. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Friday. It's the weekend. It's a go. Nights go. They start, by the way, don't forget, about 10 minutes from now. And the Montreal head coach is out with COVID-19. So it's kind of a weird, odd thing. And by the way, they're not going to have as many people as we did for our games. We had 13, 14,000 and or seven. Somebody told me 17. That's what we were at. But I'm not sure if we had 17,000 in the building. But be that as it may, that's coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll keep you apprised of what's going on there on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home? Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, earlier in the week, we were talking about Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. And he announced earlier in the week that he was going to do it. He expanded on it just a couple of days ago, talking about building a Texas border wall. Chuck DeVore is the vice president of Texas Public Policy Foundation. There is a question as to whether the courts will end up intervening and preventing Greg Abbott from doing that. But according to Chuck DeVore, and this, by the way, is cut six, he thinks they'll approve of the Greg Abbott border wall. Here it is.
I think it does hold up in the courts. We are now, 9 years out from Arizona versus the United States. That was the U.S. Supreme Court decision that said that Arizona could not enforce aspects of U.S. immigration law by having fines on businesses that employed illegal immigrants. Now, what's important about that is that was a very narrow 5-4 decision. And two of the justices that were on the majority have been replaced by Justices Kavanaugh and Barrett. And so, the issue of Texas trying to defend its border and defend its own citizens' lives and property is a completely different issue than the issue that we had in Arizona with a state law that sought to enforce U.S. immigration policy. So I think that if the courts revisited this situation, you would not see a 5-4 decision against Texas. It would probably be a 6-3 decision in Texas's favor.
So this wall would be funded in part by donations. Abbott announced a creation of a website. People can send money. He also said that in addition to using state land to construct the wall, he would also rely on private landowners and local governments to volunteer territory for the wall. Now, you lived in California. You moved to Texas. Since you've been there, I'm curious, do you think this is something that the folks of Texas are going to get behind?
I think a lot of the property owners will. You know, I was down on the border for 3 days in Val Verde County just about 10 days ago. And people down there were quite concerned. They were scared. Many of them have been driven out of their homes because there are so many illegal immigrants crossing the border. And the further you get away from the more populated areas, the more likely these individuals are to be criminals, to be sex offenders, to be murderers, members of MS-13. And so the challenge is for Texas is that if you build a wall, it's going to serve kind of in the same function as a gated community. You know, it's going to deter people from going through that area. But the important thing is that you need